A reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised, in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with a circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Christ Jesus is our Lord, the one who is fully God and lived among us in the flesh, the King of Kings. With that confession, we might think of someone who made his enemies a footstool by force, who is so dominant that all kings shudder in fear. But then we read that Jesus was nailed to the cross, that he died there, and that exactly through this act of apparent weakness, he triumphed over the powers and authorities and disarmed them. How is that possible? The powers of this world, the empire, the religious authorities, the masses, the spiritual powers of evil, the world as it is, tried to do the worst they could do to Jesus by killing him on the cross. And in obedience to God, not to the powers of this world, Jesus let himself be crucified. What at first seems like a defeat turned into a triumph when he rose from the dead. The apparent defeat turned into a victory. He took our sin upon himself there on the cross. Our sin is forgiven. That takes away the sting of death against us. The accusation of our failure no longer holds. Since we are reconciled to God and we are close to God, the powers of this world cannot hold anything against us. The fear that once governed us is gone. For we know that if we come to God, we are received by the loving arms of the Father who has given everything for us. We can admit our sinfulness, our separation from God, and at the same time rejoice that the separation has gone, that we have been forgiven, that we have nothing to fear from God. That even though the rejection of our sin may hurt, it will lead us to healing, purpose, and life everlasting. The powers of this world require a level of organization, a participation in their schemes by many humans. They require our identification with their way of seeing the world so that they can exert their influence on humanity. This is not just about the sin of this or that individual, it is the corporate sin of the world. By being buried with Christ in baptism and being raised again through faith in the power of God, we now have our identity in Christ. The powers of this world are no longer our primary allegiance. For those who are in Christ, they have lost their hold. By putting our trust in God, who is with us in Jesus Christ, we are freed to no longer live according to the prince of this world. That's why Paul is so insistent that we should not again be taken captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies. The powers of this age have blinded the minds of those who worship what is not God. Those who put their trust in Jesus, in contrast, can become the person they are really meant to be, humanity as shown by Jesus. For Jesus revealed to God to us in the way that we can be first of all citizens of heaven, people who walk in obedience to him, not to the prince of this world. Finally, it's clear that there on the cross and then in that grave, a cosmic struggle happened. Death was overcome, it could not hold Jesus. The powers of death could not contain Jesus, they did not have the final say. Death is no longer the final destiny for us all. Yes, death is still something that we have to submit to, that this world is still subject to, but not as its final destiny. For Jesus went beyond death, and through that, humanity as a whole has the promise of a destiny beyond death for those who trust in Jesus. The triumph of the cross, in a sense, is a triumph of weakness, but through that, it has disarmed the powers. That's why indeed we can sing of Christ as our King, indeed the King of Kings, whose kingdom will have no end.